The scripture. And this morning, it's taken from the first epistle to Peter. I know this is Good Friday, and I know it's dealing with the cross, but I've got something else for us. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. 1 Peter 1, 18 to 25. For as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. The Lord add a blessing to that word. Now, we're going to sing again before I bring a short word to children. If you'd like to, go at the back and start drawing. Whatever you want to do, just occupy the bigger children for a time being, very quickly. I'm going to speak this morning on this scripture from Peter, because in it, it brings out facts about our state. Our state about our standing before the Lord. And if you're in problems with troubles, you could come to this passage. And you can make the passage your very own, because it will help you. Look at this verse 18, where it says, For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. You weren't redeemed with corruptible things, as it says here, with silver and gold, with vain conversation, in other words, your old life received by tradition from your fathers. If you've got people saying, you know, you're not redeemed, you are redeemed, because the next verse 19 says, but you're redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. You are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. As of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Where can we see this? You've only got to go back into the Old Testament and think of the Day of Atonement, when the high priest is going to enter the most holy place with the blood of a sacrifice. And two sacrifices were presented to the Lord, and the Lord chose one for himself and one for a scapegoat. And that sacrifice had to be perfect, without spot, without blemish, and its blood were presented before the Lord. And we are now, let's get that right. Christ is that lamb. He is the one without spot and blemish. He is the one that has his blood presented before the Father. And the interesting thing is that the next verse says, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. Back before time began, salvation was planned down to the last detail. You think of it. I was redeemed. You were redeemed. Back before the foundation of the world. God planned it. Let's just keep remembering, we are created beings. We're not God. God is sovereign, and he has planned salvation for us. But the glorious thing is, it was manifested in these last times for you. You can turn that round and say, this Jesus, this salvation, this plan has been revealed and manifested in these last times for me. It's done for me. You can stand on it and say, this is for me. And there's another glorious thing in verse 21, which it says, who by him do believe in God. When we hear about Jesus and about what he has done for us on the cross, on account of him, through him, we are believers in God, because it is Christ who enables us to believe in God. And we believe in God who raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Why did he do this? Why did he raise him up? To show that sin had been put away completely. This was shown in the resurrection of Jesus. But in the Old Testament, it was shown by the scapegoat in the Day of Atonement. Now, I've said this before, that my daughter, when she was 10 years old and reading this scripture, she called it the scrap goat. And it is the scrap goat, because when the high priest has laid his hands on God's offering and had sacrificed it, presented the blood before the Lord and come out, he took the scrap goat, laid his hands on it and confessed the sins of Israel. And what happened to it? It was taken out into the desert and said, bye-bye, go. And it wasn't seen any more. It was showing that the sins had been forgiven and they're not going to be remembered any more. Sin isn't going to be remembered anymore for those who believe in what God the Father has done. If you believe and you have taken Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, all your sins have been placed on him and they've been dealt with, because God has raised him from the dead to show forth that all his requirements have been met. Your sins have been forgiven and you have a new life in God. And then this results next in seeing that you've purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. And of course, this work of the Holy Spirit completes and produces a complete change in a person's way of living. The scripture says, old things are passed away and all things become new. Has that happened to you? Have you known a complete change around in your life when you've taken Christ as your Saviour? You take him in, you have his Holy Spirit, you have his life. It's a change Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And we're told in verse 23, we're born again, not of corruptible seed, which is mankind's seed, not of the will of the man, but of God, but of incorruptible seed, Christ, Abraham's seed. That's what Abraham was promised, his seed. And he saw the day of Christ and he was glad. Incorruptible seed. And it's by the word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And he is the eternal and everlasting Word that lives and abides forever. This Word, the Word of God, is living and enduring. And this is the Word which by the Gospel is preached unto you. Just some thoughts on these verses that will, if you're in trouble, you go back and you contemplate, you think about them and apply them to yourself and think what God has done. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Christ on that cross bore our sin, bore the punishment, and when he had taken of the vinegar, he just turned up, looked at the Father and said, Tetelestai, finished. Oh, everything was done complete. And God can come forth. And in that death, we can be declared in a right state before God. It's been planned there. If you know Jesus, then you can turn round and say to anyone that is doubting you, you can say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because he's done it for you. He says this, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That is the good news for us to remember this day, which allows us then to go on and sing, and I'm sure this is right, Charles Wesley's hymn.